Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, June 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mozl and Clean My Mac X. Leading off today, iOS 17 and macOS Sonoma include even more privacy-preserving features while browsing the web. A new feature called Link Tracking Protection is now automatically activated in Mail, Messages, and Safari in private browsing mode. This feature detects user-identifiable tracking parameters added in URLs and automatically removes them. Adding these type of tracking parameters to links is one way advertisers and analytics firms try to track user activity across websites. Instead of storing third-party cookies, a tracking identifier is simply added to the end of a page URL. So this circumvents Safari's standard intelligent tracking prevention features, which block cross-site cookies and other methods of session storage. Using tracking parameters in the URL allows an analytics or advertising service at the destination to read that URL, extract those same unique parameters, and associate it with their back-end user profile to serve personalized ads. This is what Apple is attempting to crack down on with macOS Sonoma and iOS 17. But as it stands right now, this process only happens for browser navigation in Safari private browsing mode, as well as any link that's clicked in Mail and Messages. One would expect this change to come to all Safari browsing at some point in the future, but for now, it's limited to just private browsing. In other news today, for AirPods users, Apple announced a handful of new features at WWDC this week, headlined by something called Adaptive Audio. This feature is an expansion of Adaptive Transparency mode, and it blends transparency and active noise cancellation together. Adaptive Audio, however, is only available to the second generation AirPods Pro, which is also the case for a handful of other new AirPods features this year. Adaptive Audio dynamically blends transparency and active noise cancellation to tailor what you're hearing to the experience around you as you move between changing environments and interactions throughout the day. The early response to this feature has been overwhelmingly positive for users who have installed the beta on their AirPods Pro 2. But the feature isn't available for AirPods Max users, even though AirPods Max support transparency mode and active noise cancellation. For context, AirPods Max are powered by two H1 chips, with one located in either ear cup, and AirPods Pro 2 feature Apple's next generation H2 chip. The new Siri command is also exclusive to second generation AirPods Pro, and the same also applies to the new faster automatic switching upgrade. In the long run, I'm hopeful that Apple is working on second-generation AirPods Max that can take advantage of these new features. After all, at this point, AirPods Max are almost 3 years old, having first been introduced in December of 2020. But as it stands right now, with a growing number of features unavailable to AirPods Max users, and the same $550 price point that first debuted in December, AirPods Max are pretty hard to recommend anyone buy right now. We are sponsored this week by Mozl. Managing Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult, and Mozl makes it easy. As the leader in modern mobile device management and security for Apple in the enterprise, Mozl offers solutions for every stage of your business. Just starting out, try Mozl Business free and receive the complete mobile device management feature set for Mozl Premium for up to 30 devices at no charge. Wherever you are in your Apple device journey, Mozl is there to support you. With a focus on usability, automation, and the best support on the market, Mozl delivers a new approach to Apple device management that is more powerful, efficient, and affordable than legacy solutions. To learn more, visit business.mozl.com. That's business.mozle.com. My thanks to Mozl for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. We are sponsored this week by Clean My Mac X. Junk files, hung processes, and malicious apps can slow down even the latest, most powerful Macs. Maintaining your Apple machine, whether old or new, is essential for smooth macOS performance. CleanMyMac X is an all-in-one Mac maintenance tool that takes care of old junk, faulty apps, and malware in an efficient, aesthetically pleasing, and hassle-free way. You can run CleanMyMac X to gear your Mac up for the groundbreaking additions announced this year at WWDC and macOS Sonoma. You can get 5% off your CleanMyMac purchase by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to CleanMyMac X for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Rika Altland from 9to5Toys, who has details on all of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
It's Rika from 9to5Toys, ready to give you a download on all of the weekend's best discounts. Everything today kicks off with a rare chance to save on a single Apple AirTag. The item finders have been on sale a few times throughout 2023 so far when you bundle four of the trackers together, but now you can save on just a single one, dropping the price down to $25. Amazon is taking $4 off the usual $29 price tag that you'd normally pay for an AirTag. This is only the second time this year that pricing has fallen this low, matching the best discount of 2023 in the process. The last time it sold for less was over Black Friday of last year, and today's offer is now also marking the third best discount to date at within $3 of the Amazon low. Apple's first take on the Bluetooth locators arrived with some notable inclusions that let these stand out from other options on the market. The new U1 chip is backed by a precision finding experience and augmented reality interface that allows you to find lost keys and other items with ease. AirTags are a perfect way to keep tabs on bags or luggage while you travel, as well as other gear in your everyday carry for some added peace of mind. Plus, there's a built-in replaceable battery that can go years before needing to be swapped out, and allows you to get even more usage out of these. Also on sale today, the latest additions to the Beats lineup are also getting in on the savings, dropping down the new colors of Beats Fit Pro. Just revealed earlier in the year, you can now discount these earbuds from the usual $200 price tag in order to deliver a new $160 low. Available across the new colors of Volt Yellow, Coral Pink, and Tidal Blue, there's $40 in savings attached, as well as a match of the all-time low. It's the third best discount to date across any color we've seen, and the other six colors in the lineup are now also getting in on the savings at the second best Amazon discounts to date. Dropping down to $160, these are within $10 of that Amazon all-time low, and also rare chances to save throughout 2023 so far. Despite seeing the slick new Studio Buds Plus hit the scene earlier this spring, Beats Fit Pro are very much still the latest flagship releases from the company. Just refreshed earlier this spring with some new designs, you can now bring home the fitness-ready listening experience in a wider range of styles that are all backed by IPX4 water resistance and wingtip designs. True wireless builds in tow, these are particular highlights for those in the Apple ecosystem thanks to the onboard H1 chip, which enables features like Hey Siri support and fast pairing. Battery life clocks in at 6 hours per charge, though the companion charging case will bump that up to 24. And if the 15-watt MagSafe chargers we've seen on sale throughout this week have been a little bit too expensive for your taste, Amazon today is offering a chance to save on the recently released 12 South Hi-Rise 3. This 3-in-1 charging stand normally sells for $100, but has since been marked down to just $75. That's a new Amazon all-time low, and the best price of the year at $25 off. It's also the lowest we've seen since last fall, when it sold for a few cents less as part of a site-wide sale. Designed to accommodate your entire Apple setup, 12 South's latest 3-in-1 charging stand is centered around MagSafe tech, with a 7.5-watt pad resting on an elevated stand. Right behind the main iPhone 14 charger is a place to rest your Apple Watch Series 8, all of which sits above a 5-watt Qi pad, which is perfect for topping off AirPods and the like. And if these discounts didn't quite catch your eye, you'll want to make sure you keep it locked to 9to5toys.com for all of this weekend's other best discounts.
That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, a rating and a review will go a long way to helping more people find the show. My thanks to Mosul and CleanMyMacX for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Be sure to check them out at the links in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.